From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Morning.
That's right.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, that would be moi. Good morning. It is July 24, the fourth Tuesday of the month. That would bring us to Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She's an MD in Panama. Panama used to be in the United States. She just got tired of the federales giving her a hard time, and she said, I'm out of here. I'm going to move to the equator and get a suntan. Oh, and she's got one of those, a great tan, and practicing her yoga. Dr. Daniels, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Well, so I've been working on your splits, see, so because you threw down the challenge gauntlet on the splits.
Yes.
Yeah, the splits yoga. So I've been working on that, and I tell you what. My little thighs are sore, baby. Oh, yeah. So it's, every time I think of that, I say, thanks, Doc, for that one. So I'm working on an extreme plow. You know the plow?
Yes.
So you can get all the way back with your legs, like, on the ground and, like, you're
correct.
In a little ball. Mm-hmm. I'm working on that one so I can put a picture and challenge you to do that. Do you know how to do that already?
Yes, I do.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to find something else to challenge you with. All right.
So now I've been working on my splits even more. So now I can do the left front split and the right front split. So I can put one leg forward and split and put the other leg forward and split. So now I'm working on my center splits.
Good for you. So big picture, what do you think this does for the body to get this limber wimber?
Oh, my gosh. It makes you so much steadier. I don't have any fear of falling anymore.
Uh-huh.
My hips had been so stiff I couldn't even run. I couldn't get my legs far enough apart to run. Run means you have both feet off the ground at the same time.
Yeah, like a horse. Like.
Yeah, I could barely even hop, and I could all I could do was walk, and my step sizes were fixed. And so now, doing the splits, loosening up the hip joints, I can run, I can skip, I can jump, but even better, I can walk right down that mountain. And with no handrails, no yellow stripes showing the edge of the steps, and the steps are all uneven. Some steps are 1 inch high, some are 16 inches high. And I can just scoot right down that steep grade without any fear of falling.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the yogi perspective, they've said for years that as you get your spine more limber, and then that really is pro-youthing as well. Think that's true?
Right, because that's what makes the limberness, I won't say the spine is not enough. It's really those hip joints.
The hip joints, yeah.
Yeah, because most Americans, what really does them in is a fall. So older people, they fall and they break a bone and they never recover and they die, basically. So if you have those hip joints loosened up, then you're going to get that leg out in front of you quick enough so you don't fall.
Yeah, and then I suspect once you get to be like 80 or 90 or 100 or something like that, then if you fall, you probably just won't break anything. You'd probably just be a little, noodle and fall. Okay, I'm a noodle.
Exactly. Like I was
in the Philippines
and I was mountain climbing and I fell off the mountain and I didn't break anything. I bounced.
That's right. You bounced, right?
Ouch. It was painful.
You deal lots with the colon with your vitality capsules and getting people right. So I'm having vegetables for what are some really kind of soft, kind of neutral kind of foods as things get straightened out? Vegetables, I guess?
All squashes.
Oh, squashes.
So summer squash, winter squash, zucchini, patapan, all of those squashes are so soothing and they're hydrating because they're so moist. And they're soothing because what they do is they soak up all of these organisms, and that allows your body to not be overwhelmed by them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the squashes are really good, and this time of year they're in season where you are. The summer squashes are.
Well, I did a poop thing about a month ago, pretty fancy one, you know. And I had some pretty, what do you call it, bad actors running around.
Everybody's got bad actors.
Do they?
Yeah. Yes. And if you feel fine and you have bad actors, then that's not a problem. Then, again, they've actually studied this. So skipping breakfast is actually a cure for heartburn, skipping breakfast, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Because what happens is the food you ate yesterday is not finished being digested.
Yeah, that's
right. So when you put in more with breakfast, we'll call it, then that brings on heartburn. So skipping breakfast and substituting water instead, that's easy.
Yeah, the burn is kind of gone, and now I've kind of transferred more into just kind of like just upset tummy. So the burn is gone.
Again, skipping breakfast, it gives your body a chance to handle everything from yesterday. And so skip breakfast, drink water, chew some fennel seed, and that should clear it up.
Now, sometimes, Doc, when I skip breakfast, I get a little like I need, you know, I feel kind of low blood sugar, and you know, 10 o'clock, something like that.
How much water do you drink before 10 o'clock?
You know, a couple glasses, I guess. A couple glasses, maybe 32 ounces total.
So drink your 32 ounces and maybe eat a small piece of fruit or something minimal.
So you think we all have these guys, if you do a poop test, we all got these guys running around in there?
Okay, so poop tests are not that reliable. So you can be sick as anything and your poop test is normal. So again, a lot of these medical tests are simply not reliable.
Because
they might find something, but the something they find might not be the cause of your situation.
Yeah, then you'd go chasing something that doesn't matter anyway.
Correct. And that's usually what happens.
Yeah. I had a couple of things in there, but I don't, you know, I'm fine, you know, I'm doing good. The heartburn thing probably finally went away after a long time. It's true, man. But I think you're right on that. I discovered that I just wasn't digesting all my food totally, and things were piling up.
Yes, you have got to give your body a rest.
Yeah. So you like to skip breakfast. You do good with that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I haven't had anything today. So,
no wild lizards or anything like that. You didn't go out and chase lizards. Yeah. Okay, here we go. It is Patrick Timpone, Dr. Jennifer Daniels, OneRadioNetwork.com. We always have more emails than we know what to do with, and we're going to start with we're going to start with last month and see if we can catch up here. Because, oh my goodness. Okay, this is from Don, and this is from last month that we didn't get to Don. A few years ago, I tried Dr. Daniel's foot soak recipe. It worked great. My rock-hard skin on my heels just melted off. Pretty sure it had turpentine, but I can't remember the other ingredients. So I tried turpentine in warm water. It worked, but not as well as I did before. I can't really remember. Can you share what you told us earlier about this foot soak recipe?
There was no turpentine in it. Let me repeat that. There was no turpentine in it.
That could be a problem. All right. Houston, we have a problem here. Yep. They put turpentine in everything after listening to you, Doc. That's what they do.
So you have to get your basin full of some pretty hot water. Not hot enough to burn yourself, but just a little bit cooler than that. You want to put in a quarter cup of Epsom salt, 2 tablespoons of honey and 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, and the enzymatic activity dissolves the skin on your feet. It just peels right off.
Not all your skin, just...
just that callus, the hard skin that you don't want.
Repeat that.
It softens it up to like pudding or paste.
Repeat the recipe again.
A quarter cup Epsom salts, 2 tablespoons apple cider vinegar, and 2 tablespoons honey.
Oh, sounds kind of nice. Just soak them in there.
Yep.
Soak them in there. What Colette wants to know, what causes gangrene and what's the best way to treat it? Wow.
Gangrene is caused by lack of circulation to whatever the body part is. Yes, there are organisms involved, but the reason that it's gangrene is the lack of circulation or oxygen. So question is, of course, how do you get rid of gangrene? Now, if I was a doctor with a license, which I'm not, I'm a doctor but no license, I would tell you, my golly, get that gangrene cut out. And that's not good. So what you need to do instead is you need to restore the circulation to that part of your body. One simple way is to increase your water intake. Next, you can take cayenne pepper capsules that opens up blood vessels and gets blood to all kinds of places in your body that haven't had blood before. So you need to open up the circulation. I think the cayenne pepper capsules is the best way. The next thing to do is to increase your water intake. The next thing to do is take a look at your diet and get rid of the foods you're eating that are processed, that have sugar in them, that are really undigestible, that just feed the gangrene.
Cayenne really works well for circulation, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah. You just do capsules? Just pop them down?
Yeah, you can do two capsules, but don't just do two capsules. It's like two capsules four times a day. I mean, you want to really get the blood in there. I mean, gangrene is nothing to sneeze at. You want to clear that up. That's a problem.
Doesn't sound too good. I've only seen it in the movies. I wouldn't know what. Does it really get gross and like your foot's gonna fall off?
It smells.
Oh,
it's
man.
A black scar, usually surrounded by a ring of purple or pus, and it can be painful depending on how much sensation you have remaining. You can put some turpentine around the edge of the black gangrenous area. Putting turpentine in the center is a waste of time because the scar is so hard and the turpentine is not going to get in there, but putting it around the edge might be helpful.
Uh-huh.
But read the turpentine report. You can get it at drjenniferdaniels.org. And you can get your free report, you can read it, and it even has a very nice diet that will help improve your circulation, as well as, you know, take the cayenne pepper capsules as well.
Oh, is that a new website, Dr. Jennifer Daniels?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
drjenniferdaniels.org. So it makes the reports easier and more accessible.
Oh, cool.
You can also make appointments at that site as well. So everything is much more accessible.
And that's where to get the world-famous Candida Cleanser report, right? Candida Cleanse?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which you want to read like twice before you do
at
any
least.
Turpentine. Or if you're a guy,
yes.
Read it three times.
Yes.
Right. this is from Sean. Hi, Patrick. I am 55-year-old male. Can you please ask Dr. Daniels what I can do about a very sensitive skin on my stomach and lower chest? No pain, but there's nothing touching this area. However, when clothing or blankets touch this, wow, it's very uncomfortable. Problem feels like it's very close to the surface. The skin feels like almost like I'm sunburnt, but I'm not. Started about 4 months ago. Yeah, that's weird.
Okay. So what's happening is his body is storing toxins in that area, and that's what's causing pain. So if I was a doctor with a license, I would call it inflammatory, inflammation of the fat. So that's like a totally ridiculous term. Doesn't tell you anything about what to do next. So what to do next would be to increase your bowel movements. That's easy. You've got Vitality Capsules. For those, you have to go to vitalitycapsules.com. We haven't merged the two yet. But you've got to poop at least three times a day. Sounds like four. The other thing you can do is apply castor oil topically to every place where it hurts, and then go beyond that by 4 inches. So you want a wide area that you're covering with the castor oil. What that does is that loosens up this pain-causing stuff so you can poop it out and it'll reduce your pain. Then your diet is to blame. So you've got to take a look at what you're putting in. It could be alcohol, could be soda pop, could be fruit juice. There's something you're putting in your mouth that is causing this inflammation. So if you read the report at drjenniferdaniels.org, the Candida Cleaner Report, just scroll down, enter your email address, you get the report for free. It has a diet that literally has excluded anything that might cause inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that saves you the problem of, you know, doing a random, well, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. Don't worry about it. Just follow the diet there. Put some castor oil over your belly, over the area where the pain is, and increase your bowel movements.
Hmm. Dr. Jennifer Daniels, good job. 24 July. You know, I left out a component on my tummy thing that, and I think it harkens to what you always preach here about processed, you know, with the, we've been had 105, 106, and I've always heard that coconut water, hydrates really well. So I was at the Happy Food Store and I bought some organic coconut water, right, in a can.
Man, in a can.
I thought I gave myself food poisoning. I did that 2 days ago.
That's right.
It was like I drank that, and an hour later, oh, my stomach was going, what did you just do, man?
You fed those.
I fed
those
something.
Boogers. You gave them sugar water. You gave them sugar water.
I fed something. Oh man, I tell you what, boy, it's a jungle out there. I tell you, it's tough. Okay.
Water, beverage of choice. Water. If it's hot, drink water.
Water.
The only question is whether you should put salt in it or not put salt in it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree with you. Dr. Jennifer Daniels, more of your emails coming up.
Starving for vitality, we're turning to energy drinks, stimulants, and pharmaceuticals to try to improve our focus, increase our metabolism, rescue our sex drive, and adapt to the stresses of modern day living. Each year, an elk sheds its impressive antlers, regenerating an even larger set the following year. These velvet antlers have been a revered traditional medicine for thousands of years. Elk antler harnesses the adaptogenic and highly regenerative growth factors from this natural and ethical resource into a concentrated, bioavailable extraction. Its revitalizing effects span bone, muscle, and nerve support, improve metabolism, cellular repair, sexual potency, anti-inflammation, vascular strengthening, and hormone production. Humanely harvested from free-range U.S. elk, extracted in organic alcohol, and protected in Miron glass, our elk antler is available in 3 strengths to restore your vitality at any level.
That's from Sir Thrival, Sir Thrival, the elk antler. This is where you also get the pine pollen and the shaga and the reishi. These are superfoods and very cool things that you could take and good for the body. Elk velvet antler, Sir Thrival, pine pollen. They have an aphrodisiac, a taboo, if you like to spice up your date night or something. And they've got some new things here too, which is digestive bitters. Kind of been a classic way over forever for digestion. The Europeans do the digestive bitters things, and if I can find it, I'll tell you the ingredients. Where is it? We had an email about it. Oh yeah, here it is. Pretty cool. Dandelion, orange peel, gentian root, Oregon grape root, fennel seeds, yellow dock, ginger root, blue flag root, and prickly ash bark. These are classic kind of a digestive bitters formula, and you can do it in a little spray bottle if you're going to go out to eat and high-fat meal, something like that. That helps everything go down. Digestive bitters has been used in European cultures forever. I mean, it must be for a reason if they work. So these are the new things at Sir Thrival, digestive bitters, any Sir Thrival link. Previously, we talked with Dr. Rulin Zhu about using Pearlseum on your teeth.
You have to experience it. Believe it.
Yeah, you do. That's what I've been saying to my listeners. I keep saying, can't even explain this. Just buy it. Just click on it. Buy some. Trust me. Just trust me. And you're going to like the way your teeth look. That's what I keep telling.
Dentists, they did an experiment on their clients. And they literally show the picture every day. You know, when they take it in a few days, their tooth literally become, like you said, like a pearl, and it looks so beautiful and really white and shiny. Yeah, it really works, and it's also scientifically proven by the experiment. And he literally proved it is not only good for your teeth; he also proved it's also good for your gum.
Try some of this Pearlseum. I think you're going to love it. You can try it internally as well. Helps with sleep. Great way to get absorbable calcium, and also on your face. You'll see the green ad there, the beautiful green container. Get the capsules or the powder, Pearlseum. Click and order, oneradionetwork.com. It's a really nice product. You can get the capsules or the powder and take the powder with little spoonfuls if you like. Now, it's a full kind of spectrum thing, not just calcium, even though it's called Pearlseum, but it's got magnesium in there. It's got other minerals. Also has some target proteins, and it has some amino acids and stuff like that, which is pretty interesting, and it's from real pearls, not mother of pearl. These are real pearls that she's figured out how to put into a powder without messing up the crystalline structure. Pearls been used in classic Ayurveda and Chinese medicine for thousands of years for beauty, for hair, not for hair, rather for face and for teeth and for putting this calcium just in the right spot too. And we're learning more about how the EMFs are messing up with the calcium system, putting the calciums in the cells, and that's where all the injury is coming from. So you might like this product. Why do you do it on the teeth? It's just the bomb. It's great. Okay, it's 28 minutes after the hour. Dr. Jennifer Daniels, she has a new website called drjenniferdaniels.org. Are you an orgy? drjenniferdaniels.org. Okay. Now the Vitality Capsules, you want to go to vitalitycapsules.com if they want that, right?
Correct.
But if you want the reports or do a session with you, then go to drjenniferdaniels.org.
Precisely.
Okay. Precisely. Thank you very much. Okay, let's see. Wilhelmina, Mrs. Middleton, she says, I suffer for years with mucus. Nothing helps, and I don't want to take anything over the counter because they don't work. It gets worse at night when I'm trying to sleep, and I can't lie down flat. I have to prop up. Give me some ideas, please.
Okay, so that's all I can do is give you some ideas because we don't have enough information to do otherwise.
Okay.
So mucus, it comes from somewhere. So if you're not breathing and the mucus is plugging everything up, then most likely it's coming from your upper respiratory area, your sinuses, and the mucus is then dripping down into your lungs and causing all these problems. That's usually the pathway. So what's the cause? Most common cause is dairy products. That is the most common cause. That would be ice cream, milk, heavy cream, sour cream, yogurt, anything that has milk from a cow or a goat or any other mammal besides humans.
Like a camel or something like that too, camel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Camel milk. Camel milk's very big now, you know.
I actually had a client who had camel milk, used camel milk.
I know.
All right, so that's one thing. The other thing is your diet. If you've got to be, there's something you're eating that's making it worse. Or you're living in an area with very high air pollution, very poor air quality, in which case wearing an air pollution mask would help, or air purifier. Those are just some of the things that are happening. So what you need to understand is all this mucus is being caused by something you're putting in your mouth or something that you're inhaling. So you need to take a look at whatever those things are, sort through it, and eliminate your exposure to them. So I gave you a list of the most likely suspects there.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, try that. If you need an appointment, then that would be at drjenniferdaniels.org.
So
try getting rid of those first and see how the mucus comes.
Dairy's generally, Doc, is the number one guy, dairy?
Dairy is numero uno.
Yeah. So when the little kids, I've known moms that have the, you know, the ear problems and they do the, you know, they put a drain thing in there and they got them off dairy and their ear problem goes away.
Exactly.
Gifts goes away. But mother's milk is a different game, obviously.
Whoa. If mother is drinking lots of milk, the kid will get ear infections.
Oh, I see. Milk. Really? Yeah.
So I've had to take mothers off milk so that their kid could breathe.
Really? Of course, mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, whatever mom is eating, that's what goes in. Oh, huh? Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, here's a lady. She has an 11-year-old son diagnosed as type 1 diabetic. About 6 months ago, I have fed him mostly organic, non-GMO most of his life. My holistic nurse said this could have been caused due to parasites in his liver, a roundworm, tapeworm, microscopic parasite from a fly. Also had black mold poisoning when he was almost four. I cleaned this up.
What kind of poisoning?
Black mold poisoning.
Okay, got it.
I cleaned that up for 3 months. We moved from the house immediately after I found it. Days later, I didn't know it could take years to get rid of the mold. Till my latest research, been trying to heal his liver, but since the diagnosis, he doesn't act like a normal diabetic. There has to be something else going on. I'm not sure what I can do for him, and I'd like to get your advice.
Well, first of all, if he's type 1 diabetic, he's only been type 1 for 6 months, there's an excellent chance of reversing it. And type 1 diabetes, I agree, is usually a liver problem. So you can improve it dramatically just by cleaning out and fixing the liver. I think that's where her focus should be. You don't get type 1 diabetes by accident. You have to work really hard at it. So either the kid has been subjected to a lot of pharmaceuticals, or he has a high milk diet, or a high soy diet. There's something going on there. So she's got to take a second look at his diet.
Something,
and 80% of type 1 diabetics, it's due to their dairy intake. Mm-hmm. And the so-called parasite worm, whatever you want to call it, that the naturopath thinks is causing his problems is from the dairy.
Oh, the little guys are eating the dairy, the wormies?
No, they're in the dairy. They come with
the
dairy.
Oh, they're in the dairy. Oh, good. That's always better when they're in there.
That way you can't miss.
That's right. What do I get with that raw cream? Oh, boy. So what about, is there some way she can test or look at possible mold that's still in the little one's body? Does the mold hang out there? Must, huh?
It would be a waste of time. Right. And what would be the point?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get rid of it.
Kid has suffered enough with enough testing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Mom is 78. She walks a couple hours a day. Still works full time. Good for her. She has boundless energy. Could pass for 59. Her biggest problem is her feet. She has huge bunions and hammer toes. She stands all day at her job and refuses to stop walking despite the pain. Can you give me some advice here? This is Jennifer in Canada. Wow. Her mom's doing good.
So what's wrong? Yeah, she's walking and she's working. She's got pain. We're guessing the pain is in the feet. Is that what we're guessing?
That's for the pain. Bunions and hammer toes.
Okay. So bunions are caused by wearing shoes. And she's in Canada, so it's tough to get by without wearing shoes there.
It's tough.
But she needs to switch to a much wider shoe. A much wider shoe and wear a sock. So the sock creates a little bit of softness, and she needs a much, much wider shoe. So she might be wearing a woman's regular, try an extra wide. Mm-hmm. So that's one problem right there. So we still got the problem of the existing pain. The next thing she can do is soak her foot in castor oil. So if it's both feet, then she needs to get basically a gallon. I would get a gallon jug of castor oil. And get the smallest foot basin that will fit her feet comfortably and pour in the castor oil. And you want to get it up to where it covers the top of the feet. Mm. And she can sit there and maybe knit or do something else, who knows what, for 2 hours a night. Usually takes about 1 to 3 nights, and it pulls all the pain out of her.
Can you reuse the oil after you do it?
Exactly. So you can reuse the oil, but do cover it because the flies will get stuck in it and all kinds of stuff, and it gets real gross. But if you cover it, not a problem. You can reuse it. You'll know it's used up, so to speak, when it stops reducing the pain. So usually it's good for about 10 uses.
I'll be done. Yeah. Castor oil then doesn't oxidize as much as like regular oils. It's pretty.
It's not a matter of oxidizing. Yeah, it doesn't oxidize. What happens, though, is the oil gets so filled with toxins that it pulls out of your feet that the concentration of toxins in the oil in your feet becomes the same, so there's no more increased pulling.
Are you a fan, and do you recommend to people you work with to use castor oils in other areas of the body, too?
You can, but again, it depends on the problem and the person's situation. So if you put castor oil all over your body, it can cause an incredible detox reaction. Mm-hmm. So this is just the feet, it's a small area, but yeah, she could increase her bowel movements. That would be great. Increase her bowel movements, and then soaking the feet will work even better. Mm-hmm. Because now what will happen is it will loosen up the toxins. Most of them will go out into the castor oil, and the rest will go out through the liver because she's increased her bowel movements.
Well, here's a complicated one, but I'll give it a go. My daughter was born with 4 brain bleeds, difficult birth. 2 in the cerebellum, 1 in the subarachnoid, and 1 a hematoma. God love her. Born with no reflexes, low muscle tone. At 4, she contracted E. coli 0157 HUS. Doctor gave her 3 rounds of antibiotics for a fever, and I was told upon admission that she should not have antibiotics. She almost died. E. coli affected her kidneys. Wow, she's got all kinds of stuff here. Let me see.
This kid's alive, right? That's why she's writing us.
Okay. My question is, would the Candida report help, or I have her on a diet you suggest at home? Chronic constipation since birth. I'm having trouble getting her to poop. few times a day. I wanted to buy Vitality capsules. It's tough here to get it delivered to Canada, but you guys deliver to Canada, isn't it?
We do. It's expensive, but it does get there.
Once I get her bowels moving
so
with turpentine.
So she's constipated. The constipation is her problem.
That's the problem. Yeah.
It is her problem.
Yeah.
I mean, you can reach for the turpentine if you want to, but the constipation is this kid's problem.
No.
So this E. coli, pretty much everyone's exposed to it. And she lives in Canada, so it's a little bit difficult. But we know without a doubt the absolute cause of this E. coli is transport. And so it happens when your raw food that you don't cook is transported in the same trucks that that meat has been transported in. And then there's cross-contamination. And so what you've got to do is stop feeding this kid any food that's been imported across state lines. So figure out where her, she's in Canada. She lives in a province then. And so she has to not eat any food or feed this kid any food that's imported from another province. So this E. coli has been found in produce, has been found in frozen foods. And the big deal is the food is not thoroughly cooked. Well, you don't buy a head of lettuce with the plan of thoroughly cooking it. And the problem is the lettuce was cross-contaminated with meat that was, you know, in the shipping process. So the answer is not to feed this kid any food that's shipped.
Just get some local food.
Well, there's in Canada, it's a little challenging because it's, you know, they got cold weather, they have a short growing season. So that's the answer.
They charge you a lot to get the Vitality caps over the border?
And into the provinces. So shipping to Canada can be as high as $50. It can be the same price as the Vitality.
That's crazy. Well, there's some. Give her some other ideas how to move her bowels with stuff she can get.
But
there.
We don't have the control over the shipping.
Right. But there's
right. So we got a kid here. We could do. There's castor oil.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You can start feeding this. Having this kid drink warm water. You can take 5 different fruits and blend them in the blender. One of those fruits may not be banana, because banana's constipating. And that will open things up. If you're in Canada right now, it's berry season. You can feed this kid, again, berries, put them in a blender, have him drink that, and he'll poop.
Yeah. Okay, good job. Let's see. I purchased 100% pure gum spirits and sugar. Could you please give me the exact amount to take? Prefer to try this 3 cubes of organic sugar. Could be 3
cubes. No. You need to read the report. You did not read the report.
That's why I was just glazing over that, because I knew that's what you were going to say. Got to read the report,
not
kids.
That, but you can really harm yourself if you get this screwed up. So you got to get it right. Read that report. It's 31 pages. Not a lot of fluff in there. And I tell you everything that could go wrong and how you can mess up so that you don't mess up.
First time I read it, I was just hilarious because you knew what people were thinking. And all of a sudden you'd stop and go to the next line and you'd say, no, go back and read the other line and do this. It's hilarious. It's just great. Now, pull no punches. Yeah, you just got to read it because it's kind of complicated and it's strong stuff, isn't it, Dr. Daniels? It's turpentine.
Yeah, now it's complicated just because people have not grown up doing this.
Of course, yeah.
Obviously, you know, we're not insulting anyone's intelligence here. Illiterate people have been using this for hundreds of years.
Right.
But they were carefully instructed by their mother, by their grandmother, and, you know, they started using it pretty much from birth. And so you're going to put this in a body where it has not been used from birth. You know, so you've missed a few years of your body getting used to it. And so you've got to do, this is some things you got to do to get ready. It's not just, buy it, take it, and no.
Yeah, right. You've told us this goes back to the slave days in this country?
In this country. It goes back even further, but I followed the slave line. That's how I found out about it.
And so what's the story? That this is how the slaves in the South, that they used this to keep themselves healthy?
Right, because they were also forbidden to be cared for by an allopathic doctor. Not allowed. And so blacks were actually closed out of the healing system in the United States until 1954. But even then, when they were granted access, many of them were suspicious of the modern-day doctors. They didn't trust them. And so they were very fearful, and they were very afraid of getting sick, because if they got sick, they had no place to go, no one to turn to.
Right.
So they would give their kids turpentine and sugar at least once a week. Some parents would give it to them every day. if the kid wanted to go out to play, oh, he had to take his turpentine sugar first. Turpentine and castor oil. And they did this to keep the kids healthy. And it worked. The kids were healthy. And my father received it when he was a kid. My mother did too. But they didn't remember exactly the dosage, right? Because they went to school. And so they were separated from their parents and grandparents most of the day. And even worse, taught to disrespect their knowledge because they were getting more important knowledge in the educational system. So, but they were both healthy. And they believed that kids were just naturally healthy. And when health insurance came into vogue, became fashionable in the 60s and 70s as a job benefit, they're like, well, that's stupid. Who needs health care for kids? Kids never get sick.
Maybe the slave kids were lucky because maybe they didn't do the whole vaccine thing like the other kids were doing.
Right. Blacks didn't start getting vaccines until, so I was born in 57. I got my first vaccine, must have been in 62, and that was just a little polio thing to get into school.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was it. No more vaccines until medical school.
You had to get them from medical school?
On induction, you were supposed to get them. I didn't. I skipped out on that. But then as I was graduating, I said, well, wait a minute. Well, let me get this hepatitis B thing and this pneumococcal thing so I don't have to pay for it going forward. So yeah. They make the vaccines free. And I was so poor, I was eating every other day. I knew I'd never be able to afford vaccines. And so I made the incorrect decision based on false education and economic duress.
So looking back, if you were doing it now, you wouldn't have done those two vaccines.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't have done. No. So is the, let's go back to those days. It's kind of interesting. So here they're telling you got to take hepatitis B. And is, did the paradigm that they sold you on, was it the adjuvants and the vaccines that were the problem, the mercury and stuff? Or did the basic...
Oh, no, there was no problem at all.
The basic idea.
They did not tell us a thing was wrong with these vaccines. They just said, these are vaccines, they're saving lives. Occasionally they'll kill a person, but they're saving more than what they're killing. So we got to give these vaccines to everybody.
Right.
And I was like, they said, and don't worry, you don't have to read that package insert or anything because you're not responsible for any side effects. If you give a vaccine to someone, they drop dead, by golly, it's not your fault. Hmm. And government's got this special legislation that protects you. So you just do this because the government's taking a look at it, and this is for the betterment and the good of the country. And you're saving your country by vaccinating everything you see.
Yeah, you save, be a patriot.
Exactly. It's our patriotic duty. And if a kid was vaccinated, but you don't know which vaccines he got, by golly, don't even look into it. Just give those vaccines again. Hmm. Yes.
You know, there's been quite a few. We've done a few shows on, Doc. Quite a lot of money paid out for vaccine injuries that people don't really know. It's been a huge amount of money.
Now you're saying quite a bit, but you're talking about millions when
billions,
the profits are billions.
I think it's a billion figure. I'll have to look at it, but it's been a lot over the years. I mean, I thought that they were immune from being sued.
No, they are. The money was paid out by the Federal Vaccine Fund. Your tax dollars and mine.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Oh, good. It's the Federal Vaccine?
So the companies themselves are immune from suit, and that is still the case.
Oh, so it's the government.
So your federal tax dollars, you know, you worry about welfare people being subsidized? Well, here you go. Mm-hmm. The government has actually set up vaccine courts that the government creates, funds, presides over, and the government has this little kitty of money, and it makes sure that it pays out the minimum amount. And so parents literally have to fight the government to get compensation.
Yeah.
As if there's really compensation for a kid so terribly damaged.
Yeah, vaccine injury payouts for fiscal year 2017 was just released, and it's $3.6 billion worth of safe and effective vaccines. $3.6 billion, that's a lot of money. Got to figure.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So I guess the gov, they just cover for the farms, huh? For the farmies.
Right. So if the drug companies had to take the brunt of the suits, then it could literally put them out of business.
Sure. Yeah.
So we were told in medical school, we can't have that. We've got to protect these drug companies who are vaccinating all these kids who need to be vaccinated. So we cannot allow them to be open to legal action that might impair the vaccination process, which is so beneficial.
This
is what we were
told. That's the line you were told. Maxine says, my 23-year-old daughter is suffering from polycystic ovaries. She goes to the doctor weekly, but they can't help her. Can you shed some light on this illness, please? Thanks for your help.
So PCO, polycystic ovary disease, is characterized by abdominal pain, painful periods, obesity, hirsutism, which means the lady's growing a beard, and infertility. These are the basics. So this person has a irregular period, if any at all, and it's just a miserable disease.
Polycystic. What does that mean? The ovaries are just...
Many cysts on the ovary.
Yeah.
So your ovary is supposed to form a cyst every cycle, and the cyst is supposed to break open and release an egg.
Huh.
Right. People with polycystic ovary disease, this is not what happens. They have a cycle. They get a cyst. It doesn't break open, and they have this pain. The egg is not released. Then the next month, the previous cyst is still there. Another cyst forms, and so on. And so it's not very long. You have many cysts on the ovary. So this is called cysts.
Oh, makes sense.
Ovary disease. Many cysts on the ovary. Right. So PCO doesn't give you any more information than you already have, which is this lady has a lot of cysts on her ovary.
Is there, other than the...
So the cure is for this lady to cease and desist from ingesting any and all exogenous hormones, including the ones the doctor might be giving her. So in other words, no milk, no dairy, no beef, nothing that has the hormones of another species. So she would benefit greatly from going on a vegan diet. But now, it has to be unprocessed. So in other words, no tofu, no soy, and she might as well stop the wheat and sugar while she's at it. So she can get my cookbooks at vitalitycapsules.com, and all the recipes in there fit that description.
So
that would be a start.
Because of the hormones, might be a good thing to do the vegetarian diet for a while, vegan.
Correct.
Because you don't want these hormones, even from grass-fed moo cows that are happy, right? They got hormones.
They've got hormones. They got cow hormones, and she's not a cow. Right now, polycystic ovary disease, it's just a terrible disease. These ladies start looking like cows.
Oh.
Then they get overweight, and, you know, they're puffy. It's just terrible. So, yes, the cow hormones, however well the cow was raised, are not good for this condition.
So then the allopathic, her doc, is probably giving her hormones, wanting to try to fix it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, your hormones are out of balance. Let's give you some more hormones. And, of course, she's just miserable.
Yeah.
Now, she's going there every week and not getting better. The least you could do is stop going. I'm just saying.
Beth is in Morton, Illinois. Good for Beth. Dr. Jennifer Daniels, I think I may be having cervical vertigo. Okay. I've had neck issues since a car accident 30 years ago, but recently my neck has been very inflamed and I've been having a lot of vertigo. What would you recommend?
Okay, so the car accident was just a catalyst. So the question is, why is it still hurting? Why is it still bothering her? And the answer, again, is her diet. So what happens when you have an injury any place in your body is your body increases the blood supply to that area and brings all the inflammatory junk from every other place in your body to that place, hoping that your body will get more good stuff than bad stuff. Well, in her case, that's not what happened. They got more bad stuff than good stuff. So she needs to fix her diet. She needs to clean things, you know, increase her bowel movements, increase her water intake, and that would be distilled water. And then, when she's got that done, she can put some turpentine topically there, and that will expel the inflammation and get it out of that spot.
Yesterday, Patrick did a show on electricity and cell phones and such. Jeffrey wants to know if you believe that cell phones can cause brain cancer. I remember Ted Kennedy, every time I saw him, he had a cell phone to his head. What's your opinion?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I never put my cell phone to my head.
Never do.
I always put it on speaker. Never, ever put it to my head.
Boy, I tell you what. It's tough. This electrical stuff. Now the 5G. Are you guys going to get 5G down there in Panama? Have you heard?
They're talking about it, but there's no infrastructure here. So
yeah, maybe
whenever you guys get it, it'll take us at least 3 years.
Plus, you'll be up in the mountain. You probably won't get it down there.
Oh, no. Everything's line of sight. Look out my window. I can see the beautiful big volcano, and on top of it is littered with cell towers.
How far away?
I don't know. Probably, I would say 15 kilometers.
Oh, is a kilometer like a mile?
A half mile, maybe.
Oh, like 7 miles? Oh, yeah, you're pretty good shape there. You probably wouldn't get many readings at all at 7 miles away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you're pretty good shape. Yeah, usually Dr. Daniels, they generally say 3 to 4 miles. Once you get past 4 miles, they just kind of poop out, you know.
I'm definitely past 4 miles.
Yeah, 15 kilometers. Kilometers, a half a mile?
0.6.
0.6, yeah. How does the small flower tea fix my gray hair? I don't know. How does it fix it?
It gets your kidneys to filter the blood better, so the small particles that would block your hair follicles are no longer circulating. And so this allows your hair follicles to get more nutrition, and they so it relieves baldness and gray hair. Mm.
Yeah, that's a Chinese medicine thing too for kidneys. I'll be doing. So it's a kidney. How did you discover that? That's pretty interesting information. Small flower. What is it? Small flower willow. I always get it wrong. Small willow flower.
Small
willow
flower. Willow flower herb.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a kidney thing.
Right.
Pretty cool. Dr. Jennifer Daniels, Patrick Timpone, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. If you would like to try one of our rebounders, now is the time to do it, baby. We have a summer sale. We don't do sales very often, but we're doing it for July and I believe into August. And it's about $39, something like that. Actually, I think it's a better deal for the half fold. So we have two deals. We have a half fold, which is we generally sell for $239. It's a very nice unit, lifetime warranty, $239 ongoing. That's delivered in the lower 48. Now, during this sale, $339. You can get the half fold for $299, so $39 off, $40. Or you can get the Rebounder Ultimate, which is a really much more sturdy guy. And if you're gonna do it, I would suggest go ahead and pay the $339 and get the Ultimate, and you'll be good to go. If you'd like to see what the Ultimate looks like, go to reboundair.com. That's reboundair.com. And you'll see the difference. It's just a lot beefier, a lot stronger, just a heavier construction. And again, if you've got the extra $39, rather than get the sale price, I would just go ahead and pay $339 if it were I, and then go ahead and get the Ultimate, and you'll have happy bouncing for a long time. Both of them have a lifetime warranty, so they're great. I have two of them, the Rebound Air Ultimates, one in my office, one downstairs, and I'm always bouncing around on these guys. And I like to, after eating, I remember years ago, Dr. Janel said, well, after you eat, just walk in place and rub your stomach with your knees high. And ever since then, see, I do listen to girls sometimes. I do that, and it's a really nice thing for the digestion is to, you can walk on the rebounder with your knees up high and let it all churn and get it all mixed up there together. So it's the Rebound Air. If you want the Ultimate, just simply order online right now through the website, because it's the $339 price. I'll know to send you the Ultimate. If you want the half fold, email me, Patrick, OneRadioNetwork.com, and work it out so you can send me the $299. Previously on Open Phone Friday.
It's great, but listen.
Yeah.
On the Carbon 60, C60, and all of that, I got three of his products, the Carbon C60 and the other one, and I've only been doing it, I don't know if I've been doing it 3 weeks yet. OMG, it's awesome, awesome. It's bringing me back. It's doing something, good stuff.
Oh, from Wayne. Oh, the Living Streams products, yeah.
Yep.
So you got the perfect molecule, right? That's what it's called? That's Wayne's special way to bring C60 into your body.
I did.
And which one?
I love it.
What else did you get?
I got the Bifida, whatever, number 2. Ordered that one, and that's the one you're supposed to be putting in your ear. So I put it in my mouth and my ear. And then I got like the overall one. He's told everybody to get that one.
Living Streams Multi-Blend?
Yeah.
That's just the broad spectrum. Good for you. So what have you felt, and how long have you been taking them?
Well, like I said, I don't think it's 3 weeks yet, And what did I feel? Well, this morning I did yoga on the beach longer than I've done in the longest time by myself, and even did back bends and headstands and shoulder stands. So I'm like, something's feeling good to help me just get my butt moving, you know. And
I think you'll have a good experience regardless of what you start with on Living Streams. But similar to Bridget, we'd recommend the Living Streams Minerals, Wayne's probiotic version of C60 called the Perfect Molecule, and the Living Streams Multi-Blend. And that's got a great combination of paracasey and subspecies and human DNA probiotics that you just don't find anywhere else. Click on the Living Streams banner, choose what you want, or go into our store and just click on one of the products and you'll be in. Living Streams Probiotics. OneRadioNetwork.com. As we mentioned, these are human DNA, guys, that Wayne grows himself. And overall, man, I'm feeling stronger and better than ever. Colon's working like super duper duper rooper rooper, better than my whole life. And I've had a few hiccups, but I think I've just overdone a little bit of few, because I have a lot of them, and I started too strong with some of them. So be careful. These things are really strong. If you go by the directions, which I didn't sometimes, you just want to do a few drops and work your way up, and you can feel these little guys. Living Streams Probiotics, there's about 14 different ones. The C60, which is the bomb. I mean, there's truly something going on with this molecule. It's called the Perfect Molecule, and Wayne has his in a probiotic form. C60, the Perfect Molecule, is the name of it. The Flora PM has been shown to work with ladies with menopausal symptoms to knock those out very, very quickly. Evidently, must work on the liver. I don't know how it does it. Wayne doesn't even know how it works, but these are just all human-grade probiotics. Okay, and so in the store, you have them right there on OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously, we talked with Brandon Amalani about his Blue Shield product to protect against EMFs in your home.
The more connected we are, the more electromagnetic radiation we're going to have. So years ago, I'd play with Q-Links and just anything I can get my hands on that, whether I felt it working or not, I just wanted some kind of leverage against electromagnetic radiation and those frequencies and how they affect the cellular biology. But then when I met Mark and started really getting deep to his technology and really looking at the microprocessing technology, I've never found any EMF company that would not only to test on not only human blood and urine analysis, but also on animals, which totally weeds out the idea of placebo effect. I mean, the fact that you can plug these devices into a chicken farm, a factory farm, for about 15,000 laying hens, and all of a sudden the mortality rate, which is averages from 60 to 150 deaths per month, goes down to zero. I mean, it's pretty profound that a little device, a little energy device, could actually like create such a harmony and balance within the environment, to where claustrophobic chickens that are crammed in together actually get along better and actually feel better, and the biological markers are improved over that 1 year study.
There's quite a bit of science with this Blue Shield product. You can see the ad on the front page. Promo code One Radio will get you a 10% discount. This works on the cells in the body. Very cool technology. Front page, Blue Shield. OneRadioNetwork.com. Yoki doki boki woki smoky. July 24, 2018. I'm going to be receiving my next order of the Stockton Aloe 1 probably Wednesday. I ordered last Wednesday, but they want to make sure this fresh frozen aloe does not sit, you know, at the post office over the weekend. So if you order later than Tuesday, they're going to wait until the following Monday. And they packaged it up very nicely in the styrofoam, and it comes in. Well, this time of the year, it's probably going to be mostly thawed by the time we get it, because it's 100 and whatever out there. But it's no problem. Pour off what you want for the first batch. Maybe I like to fill a 16-ounce glass mason jar with a lid, put that in the fridge, and over 3 or 4 days, you can drink that. If you're really having some IBS, some other stomach things, and you want to soothe things down, you can drink more. It's just pure aloe. There's nothing else in there except the meat inside, not the outside, just the filet. It's organic. There's no preservatives. There's no chemicals. They don't pasteurize it. All they do is freeze it and ship it to you. And then you put it in the freezer, and then you just pour out what you want, put it on the counter, say, oh, I want 6 ounces. Do that, and you drink that 6 ounces and put it on the counter again. It's a pretty spiffy way to do it. Minimum is 2 1/2 gallons. And you go on the front page, Stockton LO1. You'll see the ad, Stockton LO1, on OneRadioNetwork.com.
We are listener supported. One Radio Network. Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, Dr. Jennifer Daniels, the fourth Tuesday of the month. How will we ever get to that fourth Tuesday? I mean, it's amazing. It's just that we even remember that, isn't it?
We put it on a calendar.
Is that what you do? Oh, God. This is funny. Okay, hold on. Everything's happening at once here. Hold on a second. Okay, OneRadioNetwork.com. Let me get my mouse to work here. How does Dr. Daniels recommend taking her vitality capsules for someone who only eats two meals a day? Lunch around 11:30, supper around 5:30. Would this person still need to be having 3 bowel movements a day before trying the turpentine? This person does not have black coffee in the morning.
Okay, so nobody needs 30 bowel movements a day.
She said three.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. 30. Oh, I want 30 of those.
Yes, you do need 3 bowel movements. Even if you eat just once a day, it doesn't matter how many times you eat a day, you need 3 bowel movements a day or more. So the way you do that is you take the vitality capsules, pick one meal, your largest meal is what I would recommend. Take one or two bites of food, swallow them, and then take the vitality capsules and then eat more food. And so the first time you take them, you just take one capsule. Some people, that's all they need. And then the next day, you wait and you see if you get 3 bowel movements in that 24-hour period. If not, then the next day you increase to 2 vitality capsules at the same time with the same meal. Again, you take some food first, take the 2 capsules, and take some more food. And you keep increasing by 1 capsule a day in that manner until you have 3 bowel movements a day. Now, whether the bowel movements are solid or mushy or watery does not matter. The reason you need 3 bowel movements a day is you need the flow through your intestine to be pretty brisk. So when you take the turpentine and the parasites rush to the intestines, they don't just stay there and make you miserable. Or even worse, turn around and run back because they can't get out. So you've got to create this flow through the intestines, and that's what the 3 bowel movements a day is about.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't matter how many times you eat a day.
And it doesn't matter what shape it is when it comes out. Just get her out.
Correct.
Yes. All righty. All right, let's do a telephone call here. Good morning.
Good morning. This is George in Ocean City.
Hi, George. You're on the air with Dr. Daniels.
Hi. Dr. Daniels, I have a problem with my eyes, floaters and baby cataracts and photons in the periphery. And I started taking 50,000 units of vitamin A from retinol in the cod liver oil. And do that twice a week. And I wanted to ask your opinion on the vitamin A versus vitamin B controversy, and what you think is best for the eyes, help the eyes.
Okay, all right, George. George, you got a really bad connection. Can we just answer this? You hang up. Thank you. Just listen off the air. It's pretty bad.
We just have one question. Oh. Has this helped his eyes? Is his vision better with the vitamin A and the cod liver oil?
Well, let's see if he's still there. George, you still there? No. Sorry. I did it too quickly. Has it helped?
So let's just say the vision is not better with the vitamin A and the cod liver oil. Let's just say.
Yeah.
Then it would be reasonable to stop them. Now, another thing is cod liver oil 2 times a week, though, honestly, is the same as not taking anything at all.
What's that little bell that keeps going off?
I got too much technology.
Jeez. Okay, go ahead. So If the cod liver oil,
he's underdosing himself. He's only taking it twice a week.
Okay.
Now, in defense of our caller, cod liver oil is absolutely foul. Absolutely. It's really disgusting.
Not too good, yeah.
Right. And the thing is, the cod liver oil he'd have to take to make a difference would be like 2 tablespoons a day. So the cod liver oil capsule, like 1 or 2 capsules a day, is pretty much a spit in the ocean. Not going to solve his problem. All right. The other thing that would be nice to know is how old is he? We don't know, but let's just say he's under 70.
George, you can write an email if you're still listening, real quick. Okay, go ahead.
If he's under 70, he really shouldn't be having any of these problems. So his real problem is poor circulation, what they used to say in the old days, bad blood, which would be impurities in his blood. Now, how do you clean your blood? A lot of ways to clean your blood. Number one is to increase your water. And the water is distilled water. Distilled water, a lot of people don't like it, pH 5.5. Your eyes like acid. Alkaline makes your eyes cloud up, makes you blind. So distilled water, you need to drink enough appropriate to his weight. You can read the Candida Cleaner report for that. So water is number one. Two is bowel movements. He needs a lot of them, like 3+ per day. Then his diet. He's got to get rid of all the processed foods. And just those three things, increase his water, poop more, get those processed foods out of his diet, he will actually see his vision clear. Now, he's got to be more precise about it. Eat more vegetables. He can eat the occasional piece of fruit, but eat more vegetables. So what he's doing, which is more vitamin A, more true nutrients, is the wrong thing to do because he's not getting quality blood to his eyeballs.
Yeah.
We know that because he's got a long list of eye problems.
A couple of questions. You don't like the cod liver oils because of the toxicity, rancidity, that kind of issue?
No, I don't like it because they taste so nasty. You can't get anyone to take enough of it every single day.
Oh, I see. Other than that, though, you don't have a problem with them?
No, I wouldn't have a problem. But okay. Again, looking at his situation, he's got cataracts, he's got floaters. He listed a few other things I couldn't make out.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of stuff, which tells me that the blood getting to his eye is filled with a bunch of junk, and his body is storing this junk in his eyeballs.
Hmm.
So he's got to clean out his blood.
Hmm.
Which is simple to do.
Yeah.
Just, distilled water, poop 3 times a day or more, and add more raw and cooked vegetables to his diet.
Why do you like distilled water? A lot of folks say, well, you drink distilled water, it takes all the minerals out of your body.
Correct, but you put them back in with some shilajit at the whopping price of $20 a year.
Yeah.
But if you drink water that's not distilled, it doesn't have the power to pull the impurities out. So yeah, distilled water might pull out some minerals, but it pulls out a whole lot of toxins,
mm-hmm.
which tap water, alkaline water, or river water, or mineral water is not going to pull out. And so this guy, looks like he's on his way going blind here. It's worth it for him to take some distilled water, or to drink exclusively distilled water, and supplement with a little bit of shilajit, which are totally natural.
Lots of
minerals. They dig it right out the mountain. It has 86 different trace minerals in there, so whichever one you're missing, by golly, it's in there.
Good job. Here's Dallas. I think I'm addicted to wheat-based products. I do not really feel normal unless I eat them. Is there a way to get over this?
The question is, why do you need to get over this? Is there a problem that these wheat products are creating for you? So if there's not a problem that these wheat products are creating for you, then I say cool out, chill, relax, and enjoy them.
Yeah, enjoy.
But if there is a problem they're creating for you, then you can follow the instructions in the Candida Cleaner report, take the turpentine, and you just won't have any interest in those products at all.
And I guess, too, you could be addicted to just carbs, and he's calling it wheat, right? Just
It's not addicted. He's got parasites who are telling him to go eat that stuff.
Oh, the parasites say, give me a carb.
Yeah, he doesn't have a dependency on it. When he stops the wheat, the parasites are, whoa, whoa, whoa. We need to get fed. They give him a lot of negative feedback. I say, what? You did what? You better go get that wheat.
Where's my cookie? Yeah, where's my cookie?
Yes.
Where's my cookie? My doctor said I'm headed for a stroke or heart attack. Yeah, because my arteries are 60 to 70% blocked by plaque. How can I clear or reduce this plaque naturally without using prescription drugs? I'm not seeing eating any processed foods or grains and drink only distilled water. And Larry's in Hollywood, California. Okay.
All right, so 60 to 70% blocked. You're pretty much average. Yeah. So if you have at 75% is the break point. Any blockage less than 75% does not substantially reduce flow, just for your information. The next thing that's helpful to know is what causes a heart attack, what causes a stroke. Basically, what causes it is failure to drink water as soon as you wake up in the morning, or even worse, failure to drink water at night. So if you want to prevent a stroke and a heart attack, the quickest way is not to clear up your arteries. The quickest way is to have a glass of water before you go to bed and a glass of water when you get up in the morning. That alone will keep you from getting a stroke. Now, the next step, how to clear up your arteries, if you want to, as clean as you might think your diet is, it's not that clean. So unless your arteries were 90% blocked and they've been clearing up and getting better and now they're only 70% blocked or 65% blocked, then you're actively doing something every day that's clogging these arteries. And it would be a good idea to stop doing it, whatever it might be. So one way to get at it would be an appointment, like a discovery session. Another way to get at it would be to go to drjenniferdaniels.org, scroll down, and get your free report, and you'll see the diet I described there. To the extent that your diet is not similar to that diet, that's the corrections you can make.
Hmm. So something going into Larry's mouth is causing these guys to plaque up. Something.
Correct.
Correct.
Correct. Or something is not coming out of his bottom end. So the next question is he, you know, is he pooping three times a day? I don't know. But if he's not, then that's a worthy goal to achieve, and that's why I created Vitality Capsules.
Anna says, I'm on dialysis. I'm determined to get off of it. Do you have any recommendations to get me going? Off.
Number one is you got to figure out why you got on. And let me just stop this technology here. Yeah. So you have to figure out why you got on dialysis. You could have gotten on dialysis because of medications your doctor gave you, in which case you need to stop taking those. You could have gotten on dialysis because of foods that you're eating or lack of, there's a lot of reasons why you could have gotten on dialysis. So you got to figure that out and stop doing whatever that is. The next thing is you've got to make sure you keep making urine. Your doctor's going to try and get you to stop making urine, but don't go for it. So you've got to keep making urine. And then you can work your way off. But you could get an appointment. It sounds like really the best thing would be to get an appointment discovery session over at drjenniferdaniels.org, where you can kind of sort through what's going on.
Here's somebody, Doc, for you. Hyperkalemia. That's what this
Hyperkalemia.
Hyperkalemia. Thank you. 6.6 mol/1, probably resulting from taking antibiotics. My muscles are totally wasted, have no balance. Doctors suggest an immediate check-in into a hospital. But at 72, it only means one thing. I'll be terminated.
Death.
I'll die. What can, that's great. He says, I'll die there, so I'm not going there. What can I do at home to address this problem? Albert already figured out he's not going to go there. So good for Albert.
You can just drink some water and take castor oil, and you'll poop out the extra potassium.
Oh, he's got extra potassium. That's what
hyperkalemia means, overly high potassium.
I see.
6.6 is kind of borderline high. The upper limit in the United States measuring system is 5.8 or 6. So he's really a little bit high, but drinking water and pooping, boom, it'll drop right down to the normal range. That's what I would do if I had a potassium like that. I would drink a lot of water, and I would poop a lot. And I'm not sure how he could retest his potassium without a blood test.
His theory is this is from taking antibiotics? Is that Could that be the reason?
Oh, there's all kinds of reasons.
All kinds of reasons.
You can poison yourself.
Sure. Yeah. Gotcha.
If people can get it from taking cholesterol medicines, you know, you just really should not take that stuff. There is absolutely no benefit to taking it.
Right. Yeah. Danny says the doctor prescribed Tamsulosin, Tamsulosin, for prostate, getting up at night to urinate, and low flow. What can I do to get off prescription? Started 3 weeks ago.
Well, the question is, why are you on it? You know.
Oh, he's getting up at night and low flow.
All right, but what I'm trying to understand is, can he live with the low flow? He's got flow. I could see if he had no flow. So I would just stop the medicine.
Yeah.
Because he's got some flow. And getting up at night's not the end of the world. But taking the drug could be. So you just stop the drug. That's simple. It's not a life-threatening issue. Why take a life-threatening drug to, you know, for a non-life-threatening issue?
Right? Mm-hmm.
All right. So first thing, if you want to stop the drug, just go ahead and stop that one. It's no big deal. Next question, though, is how do you improve this condition? Again, he's eating food that's causing this flow situation. So the simplest way to correct that would be to go to drjenniferdaniels.org, scroll down, get your free report, take a look at that diet, and try and move as close to that diet as you possibly can, and you'll be shocked at how much your flow will increase. Now, he could also take small willow flower herb. It's two teaspoons twice a day as a tea. You can buy the loose herb at Amazon, and that's going to also open up his flow. So those are two things he can do that will increase his flow, and the small willow flower works as well or better than the Tamsulosin. We need a disclaimer here. This is not medical.
This is not medical advice.
I'm not a licensed doctor. Absolutely. This is only for information.
She only has a driver's license.
If you don't like this information and it doesn't work out for you, well, you know, hey, I'm not taking any responsibility for that.
Good for you.
So, in other words, you know, yeah, don't bombard me with emails or whatever, but you can make an appointment at drjenniferdaniels.org.
So when guys get up a lot to pee, do you think it generally prostate or bladder?
For guys, it's almost always prostate.
Is it?